would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
Splinters.
Okay. How about something you get when you cut down a pine tree, rich wood you could light directly from a match? Would you have a name for that? You can't think of one for that.
Did you say a pine tree?
Uh-huh,
Just splinters, I thought.
Okay, all right. What do you call the black that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. What's left in the fireplace when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
Okay. If someone asked you the color, you'd say what?
Gray.
Okay. What is this?
A cushion.
No, I mean, what is this?
Oh, chaff.
Okay. what do you call a large piece of furniture for two or three people to sit on with two arms and a back?
Couch.
What do you call the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it and you put clothes in?
Chest of drawers.
Did you ever hear of any old-fashioned names for a piece of furniture like that? Instead of a chest of drawers, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Been calling it chest of drawers so long, it's hard to think back on another name. Okay, the room where you sleep is called?
Bedroom.
If you were to take all the tables and chairs and sofa, instead of calling them individual names, you'd say that they were all what?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. What are the things that hang on the window to keep the light out?
Shades and curtains.
Okay, all right. What do you call a little room off the bedroom to hang your clothes in?
Closet.
If you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have? Are all of yours built-in closet?
Shipper room.
Okay. What do you call the room at the top of the house just under the roof?
Attic.
What do you call the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes?
Pantry.
Okay. What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
What would you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in?
Junk room.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of the daily housework, you'd say a woman does what every morning? When she first gets up, or before she leaves for work, so that the house won't look terrible when she gets home, what does she do in the morning?
Straightens up the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you sweep with? If the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you'd say the room is where? The broom is where compared to the door? If you have the broom in the corner and the door is open.
Oh, behind the door.
Okay. Years ago on Monday, women usually did their
washing.
Okay. On Tuesday, what did
ironing.
They do? Okay. What might you call if you say the washing and ironing together? Would you have a name for that? Like if I ask you, what did women do on Mondays and Tuesdays?
Washed and ironed.
Okay, and could you think of one word for what they did? They did their
laundry.
Okay. How do you get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house?
Steps.
Would you use a different term for those inside of the house and for those outside?
Yes.
Right, what would you? How would you? Okay. What is built outside the door to walk on? You put chairs on it and sometimes sit out there when it's comfortable. Okay. Can a porch have more than one floor?